Okay, let's continue. Let me see where we at. Okay, what we want to be able to do and achieve is how to resolve conflicts and managing conflicts while in a team, because we're all part of a team. It actually gives us a chance to grow and mature. That's what conflicts does. And let me go to scripture. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So when the Bible talks about being diligent to preserve the unity, that doesn't mean to avoid conflict. That doesn't mean we're never going to have conflict. That doesn't mean we will do our very best to just be a chameleon and say yes to everybody and particularly to the leader. But in Romans chapter 12, verse 18, the Bible says, if possible, so far as depends on you, be at peace with all men. Now, the Bible gives us a way to actually resolve conflicts, because conflicts do arise. Over and over in Scripture, you will see even Peter and Paul, if you remember, Peter, the Apostle Paul and Peter had a major conflict. Why? Because, in fact, the Bible says in Galatians, Paul told Peter to his face, because he was eating with the Gentiles, and then the Judaizers came, and Judaizers, diba? Hindi yung followers ni Juday, all right? Yung Judaizers are the ones who are religious leaders who were, like the Pharisees, saying that, yes, you can be a Christian, you accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, but you have to follow the law. You have to be circumcised. You have to follow the Ten, you know, just the law, and then avoid whatever the Levitical law forbids you to eat. And so when he was eating with the Gentiles and the Judaizers came, he left and moved to another table. Okay? And so he said, why did you do that? Okay, so he told him to his face. And so there are conflicts in Scripture. There are even among, if you remember, it was, who deserted Paul? Was it Mark? John Mark? Was it John Mark that deserted him? Diba? So they had a falling out and a disagreement. And then John Mark had, you know, somehow deserted him and moved on to his own ministry. But the Bible gives us ways to resolve conflict. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. The Bible says, if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won that person back. Let's look at a few steps here. Number one, to be able to resolve conflict, first you define the problem in behaviorally specific terms. Behaviorally specific terms. What do I mean by that? Because sometimes when conflict arises, it's not based on behavior or action. It's based on character. Sometimes we do, the reason why he did that, kasi makulit siya. I remember, at least I don't know if you remember this, there was a mom who got upset with us because the teacher, okay. I was a kids pastor in Victory Galleria, and a mom came up and was complaining to me because one of the teachers said, you know, sinabi nung teacher, yung anak ko daw makulit. Okay? And so I said, okay, explain to me what happened po, ma'am. Okay? And so this teacher called my, don't even label my kids makulit. And the teacher, called my son makulit. And so I had to explain to the teacher, so-and-so, let me talk to you and let me explain why the mommy is upset. Whenever we're pointing out a situation or at least a misbehavior, we want to focus on action. And so what you would explain to the mom, and truly the child was misbehaving. And so what you would say is this, I noticed that, let's say, JC na lang gamitin ko pangalan. I noticed that JC was jumping from chair to chair. He was jumping and he was going underneath the tables. And when he would jump from chair to chair, ma'am, I realized that's very, I don't know if it's very dangerous. He might hit his head, he might fall, slip, bump, and hit another child. So that's behaviorally specific terms. You're not just labeling. And so when you talk to a person, Kaya, alam mo, si JC kasi ganyan siya eh. Ano yung, lagi na lang madaldal. Mainit ang ulo. You guys understand? When I start saying that, I'm already labeling the person. Rather than, you know, JC, I the situation today, I could see this was the situation, you know, what you were trying to explain. And but when you said that, what happened was, you explain the action. You guys following me in this? And so, in your mind, this has to be clear. When I try to, let's say, if I'm going to confront James on a particular conflict we have, you know, James, last Sunday, you know, the keyboards were not working properly. And we talked about this 3 weeks ago when we discussed that we needed to request a new keyboards for the church. And help me understand, why wasn't the keyboard been purchased yet? Diba? So, ngayon, you're in fact, later we'll talk about that as well. Because maybe there's a context. Because may RFF na hindi nagawa or whatever. Okay, for some reason. Or nag-team building yung buong admin staff. Okay, hindi na-request yung ano. Okay, so whatever reason, not by me. Okay, the Bible says in verse 15, if another believer sins against you. All right? So, which means, when you talk about sin, there's a conflict. It's between two people. Now, it's harder if it's by yourself. Okay? Sigitso talaga yun. Okay? So, kailangan talaga two parties or even more. Okay? So, acknowledge the conflict. Conflict is normal. That doesn't mean wala. Okay? Lack of conflict does not equal maturity. Keep it behavioral, not judgmental. And so, sometimes, I don't know if you'll agree with this statement, we judge others by their actions, but judge ourselves by our intentions. Okay? So, let me explain. Whenever there's a conflict, okay, si James, lagi na lang late yan. Just an example lang. Lagi na lang late yan kasi, ano eh, puyat kasi lagi. Laging naglalaro ng Hearthstone or laging nag-Xbox na lang or, you know, puro na lang Dota every night. Yung, I'm judging his action. Okay? Kaya late yan kasi ganyan. Pero pag tayo, pag ako na late, kasi alam mo, grabe yung anak ko, yung 5-year-old ko kasi, he didn't sleep well last night. And so I have, my intention, I needed to be there, I wanted to be there on time, but my situation forbid me from getting there. So I judged myself by my intention, but I'm judging him by just the external actuations that he's had. That's the normal tendency you and I have. Kasi we don't have context. And let me explain to you the power of context. And that's why you have to, when you try to resolve conflict, you have to be able to define the problem in behaviorally specific terms. Because there's always context. Give me an example. Talk about peace of air. You're going to Bohol. Let's say, how many of you here, you're still single? Raise your hand. Single and excited, okay? And so, let's say, etong lahat kayo who are not married, nag-usap-usap kasi batchmates tayo, di ba? Mag-outing tayo, di ba? So, matatapos na, let's say, graduation na, matatapos na tayo sa staff dev natin, hirap na tayo, pero masaya pa rin tayo, di ba? Excited, di ba? And so, because we're finishing, may piece of air ngayon, we're gonna go to Bohol together. Okay? Kaya lang red-eye flight. So, which means 4 a.m., okay? So, which means, let's say, Saturday morning kayo alis. Kasi weekend, long weekend. Monday, walang pasok. Diba? Merong holiday. Long week. So, Friday, Saturday morning, Sunday, Monday na tayo babalik. Okay? So, Friday night, may small group ka. May victory group ka eh. So, ang victory group nyo, masaya. Kasi nasa, you know, celebration ng birthday ng isang small group. So, natapos kayo 11, 12, midnight. Diba? Kasi nag-party kayo, kain kayo, ganun. After that, you get home, 1 a.m., a flight mo, 4. And you have to be there one and a half hours. So, ano oras yun? 3, mga 2:30, ganyan. So, you have to leave mga what? So, from the house, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Ay, actually, hindi ka na pala matutulog. You just have time to pack. Right? So, now you pack, you're ready. Actually, sabi mo, matutulog na lang ako sa airplane. Kasi, I want to be able to go to Bohol and, you know, land. And, you know, from there, swimming na kami agad, excited, ganun, whatever. Diba? So, pagdating sa airplane, so, upo ka na, di ba? Tahimik na, di ba? 5, 4 o'clock. So pag alis ng airplane, biglang you see pag off nung seatbelt light, these two kids, 5 and 7 years old, started running around. Yung parang, I don't know if you've ever seen kids like that. Yung parang, ha, matutulog na nga ako eh. Ako excited ako. Tapos ito na yung mga, tapos biglang. So, sige, 5 more minutes. Pag tumatakbo pa rin to, at nag-iingay pa rin tong dalawang batang to, ako sabi ko yung tatay nila. Apparently, the dad's clueless about how noisy the kids are. And so, 10 minutes passed. You extend it to 15 minutes. May grace ka, di ba? And so, tayo ka na, galit ka na. Sir, wala yung mom eh. Sir, I don't know if you realize, your two boys have been running around. Galit ka na eh. Siyempre, init na ulo mo. Conflict, frustration, anger. Sir, I don't understand. If you realize this, your boys have been running around. And then, the dad, looking dazed, looks at you. Oh, and then parang he was in a trance. Wakes up, boom. Oh, ganun ba? Sorry, ha? Kasi we're really from Bohol. My wife came to Manila for a training but met an accident. And we just had to, we had to actually bury her because she passed away in the accident. And I don't know what to do. I cannot even imagine life without her. My children don't even have they know she's passed away, but they can't compute that mommy's never gonna come back. And I can't even imagine, I don't know what to do next. I have no clue what to do next. How many of you know that's the power of context? You're gonna get your iPad and get those two boys and say, boys, come here. Noon tayo ng Barney, noon tayo dito ng Backyardigans, noon tayo ng whatever. Kung anong video meron kaysa ipalabas sa iPad. You guys understand this? That's the power of context. That's why you have to understand. We have to be able to define, you know, the conflict or the problem in behaviorally specific terms. Kasi may context lahat eh. We judge people by their actions, but ourselves by our intentions. Now, number two is deliver to meet the invitation to meet. Okay, so sabihin, go before God, get His perspective on the conflict. How many of you know when you start praying for people, sometimes it changes? Minsan nga, ayaw mo nga mag-pray. Lord, ayaw ko mag-pray kasi pag nag-pray ako, magkakaroon ako ng compassion and grace about this person. Parang gusto mo lang i-keep yung conflict at saka yung galit sa puso mo eh. Ako lang ba yun? Di ba? Parang pag-greet ka. Lord, I don't wanna pray for this guy kasi pag pinag-pray ko to, alam ko, you'll tell me to forgive. And you'll tell me to, you know. Anyway, so, go to God. And remember, God is bigger than your problem and conflict. The God who created the heaven and the earth is able to deal with the giants in the promised land, fortified cities and huge warriors, and your Goliaths. And okay, pray through the problem until you're walking by faith, not by sight. And you see the problem as just like a small pebble in the hand of the Almighty God. So deliver the invitation to meet. Okay, the Bible says, look at this. If another believer sins, go. You have to go. You have to talk to the person. So, ibig sabihin, binibigyan tayo ng Bible ng specific steps eh. Huwag lang yung magtago ka, magpray. Huwag lang yung ikimkim mo na lang. How many of you know, magaling tayo sa ganun eh. Filipinos are very good. Kikimkim mo na lang. You just hold a grudge. No, you go. You go. Okay, Max Lucado said this, conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, it's gonna happen. There's always gonna be conflict. But the way you resolve, that will depend on how you respond. Number three, decide on a place and on a time and a place. Ang sabi sa Bible, if another believer sins against you, go, but you go privately. Go privately. Okay, not on Twitter, not on Facebook, not on JC Eduardo James. Alam mo ba, grabe talaga si ano eh. Di ba? So, not like that. Okay? Go privately. And you know, I really appreciate our leaders and the culture we've been able to build here. There's relentless pursuit against gossip. There's relentless pursuit. There's just a how do you call this? a respect for one another, and a respect for the Word of God, to not talk another about another person without the hearing. Kumbaga, wag mong babanggitin if the person is not there. And even if the person is not there, you wouldn't say something you wouldn't say in front of him. Okay? Go privately. So you find a place to meet, decide on a time and a place. And then number four is discuss the issue at hand. All right? If your brother sins, go tell him his fault. Okay, talk to him. Now, what the scripture talks about here is tell him his fault is if there's a sin against you. Now, obviously, it's not always the case. Sometimes it's you who's said something that was wrong. You miscommunicated. You are the one that's at fault. That's the reason why there's a conflict. Okay? So talk to him basically. Have a conversation. Because again, sweeping under the rug does not resolve the conflict. That means tone of voice. Diba yung, ano ba yung problema? Wala. Diba? Ano yan, diba? Ba't di mo ako nakausap? Wala naman. Diba? So, facial expressions. Obviously, that's a rolling of eyes. Diba yung gano'n? Yung may saipa eh, diba? Diba? So, or finger pointing. Diba? I cannot believe you did that. Diba? So, that's really demeaning. Actually is. You wouldn't think about how you would want to be dealt with, okay? Or sarcasm, diba? Sometimes our words are sarcastic, diba? Diba yung di nga, diba? Hello, di mo napansin, okay? Bulag ka ba, diba? So, all right. Or comparison. I can't believe you did that. You know, the last assistant I had or the last finance officer we had never did that. I don't know how stupid you can get. Diba? Just again. Or name calling, as I said, namanggit ko na yung kanina. All right. So, but the conversation, stay with the issue. Diba sabi yan, deliver the issue at hand, discuss the issue at hand. Ano ba yung at hand? Hindi yung, kasi sometimes magaling tayo history eh. We're very historic, not just hysterical, but we're historical, di ba? Pag may conflict, historical ka din eh. Kasi yung pabalikan mo, eh, alam mo pa, ginawa mo ito dati. Tapos ganito pa. Hindi ko nga alam kung ba't nandito ka pa eh. Di ba? So, alright. James 1:19, the Bible says, know this, beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. You know, a lot of times, it's not what's being said, but it's how it's being said. Tama naman yung sinasabi. Yung pag may kausap ka, tama, either ikaw mismo, tama naman yung sinasabi mo, or tama yung sinasabi nila eh. But sometimes why it's not being received, or why there is a conflict, is because it's how it's being said. And that's important. Diba? Alam mo, to this day, I mean, it depends on your relationship ano, with a person. Pwedeng, kasi depends kung bagong teammate or depende kung pwede ng diretso. But, you know, it's always good to begin with affirmation. It's still good to, you know, I really appreciate what you do in the ministry. You know, I think about what you do, JC, for the preteens at Victory Pioneer. It's amazing what you've been able to do. That. Kasi I do that, and again, this it's not flattery eh, because what you're trying to do is to put the conversation in context. This is just a small thing we're going to talk about, but you're doing a great job. Kasi sometimes ang nangyayari, the conflict begins to somehow be perceived negating the whole thing that was done in the past. That's not necessarily so. Kumbaga, what we're just talking about is the pochi, hindi yung buong lahat ng ano, whatever, okay? Hindi, ito lang yung pinag-usapan natin. Nakalimutan lang natin bilhin yung keyboard or whatever, okay? Ito lang pinag-usapan natin. Wag mo nang i-negate lahat. So sometimes affirmations will help you frame it in the right way. Again, it depends. You know, syempre, ayaw mo naman na insincere affirmation. Ang galing-galing mo talaga. Oh, grabe ka, di ba? So, ano naman yung sarcastic na yun, di ba? So, I've had those share of corrections and conversations, okay, with my own leaders and pastors. Okay, so I remember one time, ano, our eldest was very young. I was still in Victory Ortigas at that time, and our eldest was running around. Kasi alam mo yung pag as a pastor, when people start praying for you or asking for prayer, you know, you pray and you're intently looking. But of course, you know, I'm a parent also, so I have to be watching my son. But at that time, my son was running around the place, and so, you know, Pastor Steve said to me, "Paolo, come here. You're a great dad, and I know how committed you are. But maybe just this thing you don't see. You've become tolerant about your son running around, okay? And whenever there's ministry time, that's great. You need to focus on praying for people, but." I need you to also to one eye talking to this person, one eye also looking at your son because you're also a parent. And so, mga ganon, yung simulan mo muna ng ano, this doesn't negate your being a good parent, but this will actually help you become a better parent. You guys follow? This doesn't negate you being a good financial officer, but just this thing will make you even a better finance officer. This doesn't negate the fact that you're an amazing worship services and events coordinator, but this will help you better your skills. You guys follow? All right, so Proverbs 15:1. Soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Now, you know, of course, when you're angry, this is easier said than done, right? But we need to understand the power of moving in the opposite spirit. What does that mean? This is exactly what it means. When there's anger, when there's harsh word, okay, going the opposite spirit, all right, will actually not fuel the fire, but douse the fire. Now, here's a statement I've learned through the years, okay? Whether that's Pastor Joey, this one again with Pastor Steve, when my role now at the fort, I'm the executive pastor, but since Pastor Joey's out all the time, I do a lot. You know, basically, I do what he does for the fort, you know? And so staff meetings and the decisions I get to do. Sabi niya. Whenever he would introduce me, actually, sabi niya sa mga ini-introduce niya. Well, technically, he's, you know, I'm the senior pastor. I just get the title. Sabi ko, Pastor Joe, okay lang yan. Just keep the title. I get to make the decisions. You take the blame for all my bad decisions. Okay lang yan, Pastor Joey. Okay, so just keep it. But there was one decision I made. I think, let me see. There was a video we showed at Victory Fort, and I mean, sometimes pag may mga bloopers. Timing na nandun si Pastor Steve. Alam mo yung mga, pag mayroong mga, ha? Tapos nangyayari, ako yung laging, yung Victory Fort, yung example sa mga meetings ng mga pastors, no? You know, I was in church the other day. Alam naman ng tao kung saan nag-a-attend ng church siya, di ba? So, I was in one of the Victory churches the other Sunday. Okay, so saan nga ba nag-a-attend ng Victory yan? Okay, but there was a video we showed. But a long story short, it wasn't well executed and it didn't convey the message it was supposed to convey. And so he called me. He said, "Paolo, I saw the video. I was at 10 o'clock service this morning. I was just wondering, help me understand, what were you trying to achieve with the video? You know, what was he doing? He was trying to gain context. What were you trying to achieve?" Well, I was, you know, this was the testimony. We have discipleship videos every month, a testimony video about, you know, a person's life has been transformed and how he's been discipled through the years, this and that. Oh, okay. Well, what came out of that video is this and this. He started explaining to me. And so I was able to receive that, although, siyempre, mahirap masabon, di ba? Hirap pa rin, okay? But I appreciated the fact that inintindi mo muna kung saan ako nanggagaling. Okay? And so whenever there's conflict, it's good to I've learned to take this statement and use it. Okay? All right. Okay. I see that this is what happened last weekend. Please help me understand what happened. Okay? So that does not assume you know everything. It just communicates to the other person, maybe there's something that I don't see, help me understand. Finally, draw up an action plan. Okay, I want to say a few thoughts here. Number one, there are times you can compromise on opinions, but not necessarily on convictions and principles. You want to be able to determine what you will die for. We can be flexible with our opinions, but not on biblical principles. Okay. We can actually determine when it is a let-go situation or it's a deal-with situation. All right, for example, integrity. Okay, that's non-negotiable. Okay. Let's say not remitting MPD or Blue Cross abuse or, you know, adultery or all these things, non-negotiables. Or driving with a married man, driving with a young lady in front of the car. These are specifics, okay, that we watch out for. And so finding out ano ba yung mga non-negotiables, ano yung mga let-go situations, di ba? Distinguish between a problem to solve and a tension to manage. Problem to solve and tension to manage. Let me give you examples of this. What are problems to solve and what are tensions to manage? First example. Okay. You always have less money to be able to fulfill the vision that is at hand. Is it a problem to solve? Is it a tension to manage? What do you guys think? Okay, I think it's a tension to manage because I don't think you'll ever, if your vision can be achieved in your generation, your vision is too small. Okay. Another one, less rooms. Ito siguro problema nila Shena and nila Ann Centeno. Okay, nag-aaway sa kwarto. Parang kulang na kulang yung kwarto natin. You know, when we built this building, we said, wow, 4 floors. Grabe ang daming space. Diba? Siyempre, coming from Ortigas, Makati, coming here, galing naman, thank you, Lord. And then now, you know, 10 years after, diba? Ito nga, stock room na eh, diba? So, yung every corner, talagang gamit na gamit. On a Sunday, if you come here, nasa floor, nasa corner yung mga victory groups. Yung nandun, alam mo yung pababa dito sa basement, yung corner doon, yung madilim na corner doon, may nagbi-victory group doon, okay? But less rooms than the meetings happening during the week, that's tension to manage. Okay? It's not, I don't know if we can actually solve that problem. Well, we can solve that problem, or how about this, yung, like say, overflow rooms. Again, lagi kami fina-flag ng operations dito. Diba? Kasi, overflow. I think Metro Manila churches, I think that's the case for all of Metro Manila. Capacity, diba? Yung natayo, tas sobrang-sobra na, yung ano na, fire hazard na, diba? I think that's all of Metro Manila. And so, is that a problem to solve? We can solve that. But I think when we started Treston, we realized people are not moving to Treston. Leaders will transfer, but people are creatures of habit, eh. So they will go to the 10 o'clock if they want to be at the 10 o'clock. Makikipag-away sila. In fact, interestingly enough, the people who want to go to the 10 o'clock, magla-line up yan, okay? Tapos, they will rather wait for the 12 o'clock service and kinuha namin picture, eh. Nakalinya sila sa after nagsara na yung 10 o'clock service, lilinya sila, mga 10:45 na kinuha namin ng picture, nakalinya sila. They will wait for the 12 o'clock service. They will not move to the 11 o'clock Treston. They would rather stay because they want to be in this location. Okay? So, which means, the solution is not starting a new venue. It's just a tension to manage. Okay. More campuses than there are campus ministers. Okay, that's you know, I don't know if we can actually have enough camp. Maybe one day, but it's something that we'll continue to move towards. The senior pastor has no clear expectation or job description for you. Well, that's a problem to solve. Job descriptions yan. Okay. I'm just giving examples, okay? So next one. Colossians chapter 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Bottom line, as we have been forgiven, forgive others. Matthew 8:18 or 8:16. But if you're unsuccessful, take two others, one or two others with you, and go back again, so that everything you may say or you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. Okay, and this is what we'll do next. Do you have those case studies? No, this is what we're gonna do. We will divide our. There are three. Okay, so just para mas madali. Case study one, case study two, case study three. There's three, right? Okay, so one, two, three. I'll give you a few minutes to discuss this until the break. So 15 minutes to discuss this with your group. Okay, so okay lang i-move around yung chairs if that's okay. Para lang you can discuss this. Siguro, Chrysoy, sama na kayo dito, and Ethel, no? Para at least hindi masyadong malaki itong middle table. Okay. All right? Sige, just talk about this for a moment. Okay, discuss this. How do you decide what are the steps that you're going to take? There's a conflict ongoing. How do you actually decide? And then, ganito pala, we'll role play, okay, after the break. Okay, so pipili kayo ng mga actors and actresses. Not everybody has to act, ano? If everybody, okay din. But you'll have to choose actors and actresses later, okay? So, pag-usapan niyo muna how you'll resolve the conflict. And then, we'll role play later, okay?